Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Asecker's here. Tom's a good friend of ours, long time, let's see, coming up on 16-year, coming up on 17-year member of our Brain Trust very soon, and he's been hanging out with us for a long time. He's a recipient of the George Land Innovator of the Year Award. That's not chopped liver out there, buddy. And he's a speaker, an author, and one of the smartest guys I know. His books are Sandbox Wisdom, The Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. Those were his first two, I believe. And then the new ones are A Little Less Conversation, A Clear Eye for Branding. And he's been talking about the essence of why people do what they do and why we need to know that. He's our good friend, Tom. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you have been talking lately about the concept of where a value proposition fits in, and I think it fits in differently today than it did 30 years ago. And that's what you talk about too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, because I don't think people realize the dynamics of the marketplace that have really shifted. We're overwhelmed with choice. We're highly skeptical. We walk around with a computer in our pockets all day long. And in our general mindset, Jim, I mean, we are anxiety-ridden. We're in a hurry. To appeal to human beings that are dealing with all that is a much, much different proposition than it was sending out TV ads, that people had to see because they had limited amounts of access to channels on television.
They needed us back then. They don't need us now.
No, they don't need us at all. As a matter of fact, a lot of what we do today is looked at by them as noise. And that's why they're blocking us out of showing up on their phones or on their computers or even on their television.
When we talk to them about the old-fashioned value proposition first, when that's the first thing, when we lead with that, right?
Yeah, well, listen, the old-fashioned value proposition, once upon a time, that made sense because there was a day when people were washing clothes by hand. So when you said we have this new thing called a washing machine and you described what it was and what it did, that was all well and good. Do it. But when you own a small business, a restaurant, a hair salon, a law practice, if you don't think that people understand what you do, then you've lost your mind. What they're interested in is what is so unique about what you do that's going to get me to pause during this crazy day that I'm having to even consider you. And I think that that's where people get lost in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, we've got the best this, the best that. There is no best. If there were best, there'd only be one of everything. It's all relative. It's all based on what people's particular desires and dispositions are.
Well, there's no question about it. And the thing that I'm trying to help people understand, and you and I are saying the same thing, we just say it a little bit differently, is that you still have to be competitive. Nobody's going to pay you. In the end, when everything's wrapped up and ready to go, people are still not going to pay you more than they want to or than they have to. But what I'm saying is my variation on what you're saying is that before they even know whether you're competitive or not, whether you're, they know you're an attorney or they know you're in the electrical supply business or whatever, that's the value part of it. But before that, they're ruling you in or out based on whether they even like the way you look, or whether.
Absolutely.
And you talk about the feelings all the time. That's such an important thing. I use the word relevance. And this, what people need to realize is, this is on top of competitiveness. For all of my career up until the last 20 years, and for 10,000 years before that, being competitive was the corner of the realm. Now there's something new on top of that that comes into play before the competitive part even comes up. And you talk about that in your books all the time.
Yeah, because look, feelings. And this is programmed into us. This is hardwired through evolution. Our feelings are that rapid, instinctual gut sense that tells us to either approach something or to avoid it. We're using our feelings all day long to decide, do this, do that, look at this, look at that, don't, yes, no. This is what we do. Mm-hmm. And if you don't realize that, you are screened out. It has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the people that you're trying to appeal to who simply don't have the time to evaluate everything coming at them. So they use this filter called feelings to screen things out. I'll give you a perfect example. Look, I have been an Amazon customer for as long as I know, okay? And you know what? I buy stuff when I run low on particular things that they have, I buy it. And Jim, forever, they have been saying to me, and I've been screening it out, and I really didn't notice it till the other day. They've been saying to me, for my phone, use our app, Tom. It's better than the web experience, okay? Download our app, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, I've probably seen that, I don't even know, 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
But 2 days ago, I looked at it, and it said, in little letters, download our app, Tom. It's a better experience. And by the way, we'll put $5 into your account as a gift.
Just
like that. So I said, okay, I guess I can press the button now and download the app.
Mm-hmm.
Before, why would I want to take my time to do that? Why?
But see, you and another person were exactly like you said, and you were motivated to take that offer. Another person wouldn't have been motivated by that. But if they said, if you'll push this button and download our app, we'll donate $5 to breast cancer awareness, and they would push on that button.
Yeah, anything that says to your feeling mind, slow down, check this out.
Hold on to that thought, Tom. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, Tom and I are going to explore why companies, maybe you, don't get this after all this time. Tony after, stay with us. Tom Mason.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.